Brilliance Audio presents The Immortal Words by Jeff Wheeler. Performed by Emily Wu Zeller.
Hide! Bing Mei whispered, pulling Quyen's sleeve. They raced deeper into the grove and watched as an enormous shadow roved across the fallen leaves. A turquoise dragon soared over the valley. The hawk sailed overhead, giving a scree of warning. Which was when Bing Mei realized it was much bigger than a hawk. It was bigger than a man. Twice as big. It tucked its wings and dived toward the canyons on the other side of the valley. The dragon plunged after it, flapping its wings. Only then did she realize the truth. That enormous bird was a phoenix, and it had drawn the dragon away from them. The dragon let out a roar as it continued to hunt the massive bird. Bing Mei, crouching amidst the aspen, watched the two flying beasts and willed the phoenix to outpace the dragon.
"Save yourself," she pleaded in her thoughts.
Another ear-splitting shriek rent the air, and a second dragon sailed overhead, joining the chase. Quyen flinched. They hadn't heard it. Nor had Bing Mei sensed it. Perhaps it was too high, or maybe she'd been distracted by the sight of the soaring phoenix. This dragon was a pale, pale green, with vivid flecks of violet and rose.
"Fly!"
she urged the phoenix, clenching her hands into fists. The great bird disappeared into the canyons, and the dragons soared after it, continuing the hunt.
"We'd better wait until sunset," Quyen whispered, gazing at her. "If we leave too soon, we'll be caught in the open."
The Siskin let out a little chirp, as if agreeing with Quyen.
"Thanks for the warning, little bird," Bing Mei told it, smiling.
They waited until after nightfall to leave the safety of the aspen grove and start down the hillside. The long grasses provided some cover, although they also concealed the broken rocks and small boulders that lay in their path on the way down. Dazzling stars filled the night sky as they marched down the slope to the valley floor. Around midnight, the ghost lights came, but they were farther south and to the east. Distant roars filled the air. Bing Mei knew they were still being hunted, but the dragons had lost their tracks. They were searching in the wrong area. They pressed hard to reach the trees she'd seen, but the night was short, and the forest was still a distance ahead of them when the sky brightened to the east. When the sun peeked over the eastern mountains, she felt even more exposed. They were in the middle of a bowl-shaped valley, surrounded by steep cliffs of jagged rock. There was nowhere to hide, so they kept walking quickly, glancing back at the edge of the valley behind them. Waterways crisscrossed the meadow, but the streams were narrow enough to jump.
"Bears,"
Quyen said, pointing to a mother and cubs across the clearing. They were huge, grayish-white beasts, but they hadn't noticed the humans yet. Hopefully, they would stay upwind from them. When they finally reached the grove of tall trees, Bing Mei's worry began to ebb. Trees brought cover. As they walked into the woods, she stared at the peculiar trees. They were tall and slender, though some had thicker trunks. A few had lower branches that had grown into twin trunks, but most were straight and rigid, like the staves used in a quansoon. Toward the tops of the trees, the branches forked upward, and provided the thick canopy they'd seen from the other side of the valley.